All right, Jabosai, good morning.
Good morning.
Let us begin. So we're actually going to close out the Meretz Hashem Parak Yud Ches in Mesilas Yishar. So we're speaking about the Mida of Chasidus. The Mida of Chasidus. So remember, so we left off on page Kufayin. We're gonna Meretz Hashem by next week. We'll have a couple of more copies of this edition. So we left off on Kufayin Zayin. So remember again, just to reread the last lines we left off with. Vihine. Davar zeh anachnu roam oso be'einenu. Sheivali b'chol eisu b'chol shah bin kol ohei v'reya bin ishli ishto bin avu b'no klavo shal davar. So Ramchal says the truth is we see this in every loving relationship. Whether it's a relationship between friends, a relationship between a husband and a wife, between a father and a son. Here is the klal. Here is the principle when it comes to loving relationships. Now, when it comes to any loving relationship, it says Shalom Yomar, I'm sorry, Klaus Shadavar, Bain Komisha Ava Bename Azabanas. Anytime that there is an intense love between two people, Shalom Yomar, one of the parties to the relationship, never says, Lo Nitztavesi Yoser. I'm not obligated to do anymore. Daili Bimash and Nitztavesi Beferish, I've done enough. I've done enough with what has explicitly been asked of me. So the Ramchal says, any truly loving relationship, the parties to that relationship never say those words. They never say, I've done enough, I've fulfilled my obligation, I've reached my expectations, and I'm good. That's never, if you hear that in a relationship, that might be a utilitarian relationship, that might be an obligatory relationship, that might be a necessary relationship, but that's not the hallmark of a loving relationship. What happens in a loving relationship? Rather, again, in a loving relationship, yodun ela mimashin itstava, yodun al da'as hamitzava. Rather, in a loving relationship, here's what happens. Every relationship has expectations. And in a loving relationship, once you understand those expectations, you understand what the other party wants, what the other party desires, and what the other party loves. And based on what the other party explicitly communicates to me, yodun al das hametzaveh v'yishtada la'asos lo ma sheyuchal ladun sheyihye lo l'nachos. Based on what the other party explicitly says to me, I understand what they love and what they want and what they need. And ultimately, again, I will try to give them more based on that. I will say, isn't this an incredible definition of a loving relationship? Right? What does love mean? Love means I know what it is that you like, and I'm going to provide that for you, not just in the context of what you explicitly ask for, but I'm going to give you even more than what you ask for. And he says, "V'hine kamikrahu, v'hine kamikraze, yikra lemisha ohev esboro gam kin ava ne'emanas." So we'll say, the truth is, it is the same in a loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to love God? What does it mean? We have to ask Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean to love God? He says, "Ki gam hu misuga ovim." What does Hashem Baruch Hu do? Hashem Baruch Hu gives us mitzvos. Now, what's the essence of those mitzvos? Those mitzvos are expressions of divine intent, right? Those mitzvos are the expressions of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is important to me. This is meaningful to me. This is good. This is what I consider to be significant. So we'll say, you fill in the blank. Whatever the mitzvah is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands me to do X. The simplest answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands me to, for example, give tzedakah. So we'll say, what does that mean? What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, wants me to be a charitable person. Okay, so maybe tzedakah means charitable with my money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be charitable with a whole variety of different things. The mitzvah of tzedakah tells me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be the kind of person who doesn't just live for myself, but who lives to give to the other. So again, if I'm not in a loving relationship with God, God asks me to give tzedakah, I give tzedakah. If I'm in a loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I see the mitzvah of tzedakah as an expression of something that God loves. Once I know that God loves it, then by definition, if I love God back, then I build on that divine want. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants A, then I understand, oh, he wants A because he values when I take care of other people. Good. So let me build on that and take care of other people even more than what is expected of me, even more than what is obligatory to me. He goes on, he says, V'laz lo yomar, person who's in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will never say, Daili b'mash amar b'feirish, it's enough for me to do that which is explicitly asked of me. O eftor atzmi b'mash mutal alai al kopanim, or I'll just simply exempt myself with that which is obligatory. Ela adrabo, rather just the opposite, a person says as follows, Yomar, kevan shekvar matzasi, ra'isi shechefzo yisbaruch shemo notel azeh. Once I see what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires and wants, Yiyali le'inayim, laharbos bezeh ha'inyan, ulaharchiv oso b'cholat stadin she'ucha ladun, sheretzona yisbaruch chafetz bo. Vezehu nikra, ose nachas ruach liyotzro. But say, what does it mean ultimately again to nachas ruach, to give nachos? Right? Literally again, tranquility of spirit. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ultimately, again, when does a child give a parent nachas? So often, again, it's not just simply when the child fulfills the expectations, it's when the child exceeds expectations. When do you give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not just when I fulfill the obligatory things, right? Check the boxes. But when I exceed expectations is when I give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, it turns out that this is the definition of chassidus. A chassid is someone who ultimately understands what it is that God wants and delivers not just the expectations, but exceeds expectations. So we'll say, I just want to say something very important about this. Don't understand this to mean that the definition of a chassid is one who goes ahead and accepts upon himself every single chumrah. Right? Remember again, the acceptance of chumras, some chumras are good, some chumras are unnecessary. There's a concept of just going above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is independent of chumras. Right? It's not about accepting stringencies. It's about understanding that every mitzvah is an expression of what is meaningful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how do I take that and build on it? How do I take that and do more? Nim tzeklala chasidos. Therefore, it turns out, says Ramchal, that the essence of chassidus is harchavas kiyum kol hamitzvos b'chol hatzdadin. We'll say this is an incredible definition. The definition of chassidus, we'll just translate his words literally. Harchavas kiyum kol hamitzvos, an expansion of the performance of mitzvos b'chol hatzdadin on every single side, v'hatinoim sharoi v'she'efshar, with all of the conditions and all of the aspects that are possible. So we'll say, isn't this an incredible thing? First of all, a dramatically different way to look at mitzvos, right? We often think of mitzvos as a series of do's and don'ts. But really what the Ramchal is saying is, when you look at a mitzvah, ask yourself, what is the value that God is conveying through this mitzvah? By the way, it's not just mitzvahs, it's with averos also. Every single mitzvah, every single aver, every single asay, every single los asay, positive command, prohibition, is a conveyance of a divine value. God is telling us something is important to me. Something is important to me. So the goal of chassidus, says the Ramchal, is to see, sometimes we'll say, what happens with our mitzvos? We do the mitzvos, right? And we engage in behavioral acts. And that's good. Look, that's definitely something, and something meaningful and something significant. But at the end of the day, the goal is to isolate the value embedded in the mitzvah. Identify the value embedded in the mitzvah. Take that value that is important to God and build on it. How do I do more in my life to reflect that value which is important to God is important to me as well? That, says Ramchal, is the definition of chassidus. All right, so we'll stop over here. Here's Hashem. Tomorrow we pick up with Perek Yotes.